Good morning. Today's Daf in the Dharma is Ayin Ches 78. We are on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We are three lines on the bottom. We're starting this morning with the words Amar Rav Yochanan. More on the topic of Hafara Natara. Okay. Really brief introduction. So when a neder is made, so a neder can be canceled, either via Hafara or via Hatara. But those are two different forms of cancellation of a neder. Hafara is done by somebody who has bailus over the neder. So it could be the father, could be the husband, could be both. See the beginning of the 10th parak, which we are getting to the end of. Tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, we're going to be finishing the 10th parak together. So the Hafara is only done by one of those people, and also limited in terms of under what circumstances. Hatara, on the other hand, so that's done by a chacham. So you go to a chacham and he's matir you from the neder. We already pointed out, and the Ron's going to say it again in today's daf, but let's say it right on the front end, in the introduction. And that is that they're fundamentally different. When a husband or a father is being made for neder, so that means mikan ulahaba. In other words, the cancellation of the neder is only from this point going forward, prospectively. But it does not work retroactively. The mashainke, when it comes to hatars to darms, they go to a chacham and mizmatu limafreya. And the reason why is because basically what he does is he renders a neder, tals. In other words, you go back to the point of origination. When you made the neder, had you considered X, Y, and Z? And X, Y, and Z has to have been circumstances that existed at the time when you made the neder. So then, and only then, could you be matir neder. So it's lamafreya. Okay. So, good. So there are really two different pathways in terms of how to cancel a neder. And so what we're going to be discussing today, really basic Gemara coming up today, and that the two are mutually exclusive of one another, even in the language that's used. In terms of formulating that the neder is going to be canceled, so that's where we start this morning. Amar of Yochanan Chacham Shamar Belashem Baal Shamar Belashem Chacham Lamar Klum. So let's say that the Chacham uses Lashon Baal. In other words, he uses Hafara. So you went to the Chacham, he asked him to be matir the neder, and he says Mufarlach. Okay. Well, first of all, in other words, you went to a Chacham. It does speak a little bit about. He needs to learn a little bit more. So the point is that that's the wrong lashon. In other words, it's not shaykh for the chacham to say mufarlach, and therefore he said it's kilu. He said nothing. Similarly, if the husband said mutalach, so that's also no good. In other words, mutalach is within the domain of a chacham to say, not the husband to say, and so therefore that also is a totally invalid way of canceling. The Ron over here writes on the bottom of the Amud. I'll say it outside. So how do we know that these are the Lashonos that are appropriate for each one? So when it comes to Hafara, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Right? As we already pointed out numerous times, in other words, as far as Nedarim is concerned in the Torah, there are some Pesukim about Nedarim in the Torah. Hatara not to be found in the Torah. This idea being Chacham being Matir Neder. That's not to be found, but Hafara, that's the beginning of Parshas Matos, which as we are now, most of the way through the Masechta, we know this by now. However, before we get to the however, so when it comes to Afara, how do I know that the Lashon is Mufarlach? So that's the Pasuk in the Torah, the Ron says that we know. What about a Chacham? So how do we know that Mutarlach is the only appropriate Lashon to be used by a Chacham? That part's not so clear. The Ron writes on the bottom over here. Here, I'll read a little bit. He says, Lashon Baal Meforeshu because of Dain Lashon Afara. If you're following me in the Ran, it's two lines from the bottom. So again, when it comes to Afara and the husband using the Lashon of Afara, that's a pasuk in the Torah. However, Lashon Chacham Davi Mutalach Mashmelei Midichsev. So how do I know that Mutalach is the correct Lashon for a Chacham? So he says like this. Lo Yachal Dvarav Klamer Lo Yasa Dvarav Chulin. V'darshin Avacherv Mochlin Lo. Sh'osin Asa Chulin. Really amazing. Meaning, how do I know that a chacham could be matir? It's a drasha. That part's not amazing. Meaning, that's fine. We have drashas all the time. I challenge myself and challenge everyone here as well. Did we come across this drasha here in Adarim? In the Gemara in Adarim? I don't think so. Meaning, obviously it's the underpinning. It's the assumption of the entire Masechta that a chacham could be matir. But like, where do I find this drasha here in a? Now, it happens to be that I have a note over here that says that the Gemara is Nechagiga. Okay, it's kind of funny. Anyway, but the point is like this. In other words, Lo Yachel Devaro, you can't make your neder chulin. you can't, right? I was going to use the word profane. That's not the best choice of word. In other words, basically rendering the neder non-neder. So you can't do it, but others can do it. So the Vidarshina of Achir Mochun Lo, Shosanos Chulin. Uve Chulin Mutter Shaykh Lamemer Behu. And then the Ron writes, I need to explain it better. I don't know how to explain it any better. But since what you're doing is that you're taking a neder, which is a form of hektesh, and you're making it now chulin, so in other words, the correct lashon therefore should be mutter. Okay. Again, if I could explain it better, I would. Limited. But that's how the Ron explains how the lashon for a chacham to be matir is specifically the word mutalach. Okay, fine. Continuing in the Gemara. We're back in the Gemara. So our first point today, which we're going to stay on for just a couple more moments, and that is that the lashon has to be clear and appropriate to who's canceling the neder. For the husband of the father, muferlach. For the chacham being matir, mutterlach. And sheyachon, the Gemara says, and look, we could have argued. Ma chacham shein mefer matir, baal shemefer, ain't odin shematir. So look, we could have made a kavachomer. And this is a kind of kavachomer, by the way, that could slide in either direction. You know, the chacham doesn't have the ability to be mefer. Meanwhile, it could be matir, the baal, which does have the ability to be mefer. So for sure, he should be able to be matir. And using the lashon of matir, at least from a kavachomer standpoint, should be appropriate. So Tam Olam, so the Gemara says Zadavar. So Zadavar tells me that no, the dibur has to be specific. So chacham matir vein baal matir. Okay. It's specific to the chacham, not to the baal. And Tanya Yidach and the Braisa goes in the other direction as well. Zeh davar, baal mefer vein chacham mefer. Only the husband can be mefer, not the chacham. Sheyachol, uma baal shein matir mefer, chacham shematir nidin shemefer. Okay, and we're watching in real time how basically the chavachomer could slide in either direction. And then, of course, it forces us to wonder which is the kalam, which is the chomer. Okay, in other words, if we can go in either direction with this kavachomer, so maybe it's not super clear which is a kal, which is a chamor, but if the baal which can't be matir can be mefer, the chacham who can be matir, for sure he should be able to be mefer. So tamalam is zeh davar, baal mefer vein chacham mefer. Okay. And so once again, the zeh davar tells me no, that the lashonos have to be specific for the chacham, matir. For the baal, mefer. Okay. Good. Adkan, that takes us to the first point of today's Gemara. The first point of today's Gemara, and that is that there are absolutely two different avenues in terms of how to cancel the neder. And when you're in your lane, you have to stay in your lane using the lashon that's appropriate for your lane. Good. That's number one. Number two. Nemar kan zeh davar v'nemar lahalan zeh davar b'shchut echutz. Okay. What we seem to be looking at right now is a classic gzeirah shavah. Okay, we have Zeh HaDavar mentioned twice. Now, the Zeh HaDavar, I have a funny feeling, I did not do the research, but if you look up the word Zeh HaDavar in the Torah, so you're going to find it more than two occasions. But as we know, what Gzeirah Shavah is that it's a Kabbalah. It's a tradition, right? Ein Adam Dan Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzma Ela Im Ken Kibbal Mirabo. The only way that you can make a Gzeirah Shavah is only by tradition. So I'm sure there are other Zeh HaDavars in the Torah, but We have a Mesorah that this Hadavar creates a Gzeirah Shavah between two Parshios. Number one, the Hadavar mentioned in Parshas Matos, meaning Nedarim. And number two, the Hadavar mentioned in Achrei Mos by Shchut Echutz. Okay, Shchut Echutz, just a quick background to Shchut Echutz. You take a carbon, you shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, and so you're in violation of what's called Shchut Echutz. Torah dedicates almost a perek to this topic. It's Perek in Zion in Vayikra. Okay, Shchut Echutz is an extraordinarily serious offense. It's one of the Chiyuve Krisos. You're subject to Karis if somebody takes a carbon and shechts it outside the base of Mikdash. Okay, so now the Gemara is noting that we have a Gzeirah Shavah connecting the two. What do we learn from the Gzeirah Shavah? Ma b'Shchut Echutz Aron Avana v'Chol Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to go in both directions. Well, you know that when it comes to Shchut Echutz, the Torah says Aaron, Vana, V'chol Yisrael, meaning it's an Isser for everybody. So Av Parshas Nedarim, Aaron, Vana, V'chol Yisrael. Same thing as far as the Parshas Nedarim is concerned. It's the same. Now I say it's the same. What's the same? Hold that thought. The Gemara is going to ask exactly that question. Makan Rashi Amatos Afla Halam Rashi Amatos. And by Nadarim, the Torah introduces it with the words Rashi Amatos. You need a Rosh, you need a head. So the same thing is true regarding Shchut Echutz as well. You need Rashi Amatos. Okay. Job well done? No. It's unbelievably incomplete. Here's what we know so far. What we know so far is that we do have Gzeira Shava hyperlinking the Parshios of Nadarim and Shchut Echutz. We know that we're making a drasha in two directions, but after that, the Braisa made some vague reference of a halacha that we're learning in both directions, but after that, we don't know what the Braisa is talking about. What exactly are the halachas that are being learned in each direction? So the Gemara here spells it out. So Parshas Adarim Lamai Hilchasa. Okay, so by Parshas Adarim, what are we learning? So the Lamai Hilchasa Amar Avachar Bayakov Lahachshe Shosha Hejotos. Oh. So it's come to tell me Shosha Hejotos, meaning like this. Okay, let's start by Shchut Echutz. Okay? Shchut Echutz, who's eligible? Who's subject to the Isser of Shchut Echutz? The answer is anybody and everybody. Okay. So now I take anybody and everybody, and now I'm going to move that over via Gzera Shava. I'm going to move it over to the Parsha Nedarim. So who could be Matir Neder? Anybody and everybody. Now, even though the Parsha of Nedarim opens up with Rashi Hamatos, which would give an indication that who could be Matir Neder? Only a Rosh. Now, I say Rosh, by the way, a Mumcha, right? Somebody who is not only a Talmid Chacham, but also, let's assume that he has Smicha. So only someone of that caliber could be Matir Neder. So the Gzera Shava tells us no. The Gzera Shava says that it could be anybody. Okay. Now, the question to ask is, how do we get to the number three? Okay. So the Ron asked that question. So the Ron says over here, Amar Avachar Bayakov L'Achshe Shoshe Ajatos. Okay, so the Ron makes a couple points over here. The reason why I'm going through this Ron is because a couple of very basic points in terms of our first halacha that we learned via Gzera Shava. So, Hai Hejotos Armina Lo Kula Hejotos Ksherim, Elohana Dechi Mazbar Luhu Me'asvare, Savre. So, point number one of the Ron is the following, and that is that even though we just made anybody and everybody eligible to be Matir Neder, but the Ron says, but don't say anybody and everybody. I know the Gemara said it, but don't say that. In other words, it has to be somebody who at least has cognitive ability. Now, I don't know how much cognitive ability we're talking about, but in other words, somebody who is the Lashon of the Ron that I just read, Misavre Lohu Miu Savre. If you explain it to him, he'll understand. As long as they have the capacity to understand how to be poseach, how to open a neder, meaning they don't have to be a mumcha, they don't have to be expert, but they have to have basic cognitive ability. Okay, good. Venir beinai, the nihid lo shav nedar lo shchut echutz da b'shchut echutz kol shav lohu. Now, the Ron is bothered because now, basically, what are you doing? We're learning Gzera Shava, but we're not really learning Gzera Shava. Meaning, if we took the Gzera Shava to its logical conclusion, let's start by Shchut Echutz. Who's eligible for the Isser? Everyone. Now I move it over to Nedarim. Who could be Matir Neder? Not everybody. What just happened? Meaning, do I have Gzera Shava? Do I not have Gzera Shava? So what the Ron is trying to do is balance. Meaning, yes, you have, of course you have a Gzera Shava. The Gemara tells us we do. But what you have to do then is you have to fit it in contextually. Meaning by Nedarim is cerebral. Somebody made a Neder, articulated a Neder. Now what you have to do is try to figure out how exactly he's going to extricate himself from the Neder. So I know the Gzera Shava tells us now that the pool of people that are eligible to be Matir Neder is everybody, just like by Shchut Echutz. I know that. But what the Ron writes is that at the same time, however, this is a cerebral activity. And so therefore, we're going to have to limit it to people who are at least have the capacity to understand. Okay. De Hejotos degree of Kule Haida Filo Kimazbul Allah Savid de Bahasaninu Upshita Dolo Chazel Hatin Adarim. In other words, if you have somebody who's foolish over here, not foolish meaning just simply lacks the cognitive ability. So there's no way that we can include such an individual to be Matir Neder. Okay. And then the came the losavik klal afil kishem matirin and yodem amatirin. Okay, fine. Okay, good. So that is just a I thought to be just a good way of trying to understand how on one hand it is gzeirah shavah, on the other hand we're still going to, even with gzeirah shavah, we're going to limit it just a little bit. We're going to go back to the Gemara. So again, so we have gzeirah shavah going in both directions. We're learning from it's a funny limud, by the way. Two things have what seems to have been nothing to do with one another. The parsha Shchuti Chutz and the parsha Nedarim. So what was our first limud? Shchuti Chutz, everyone's eligible. By Nedarim, everyone's eligible as well. Okay, so now we're back in the Gemara. Okay, good. But at the same time, however, I'm reading Parshas Nedarim, and what do I see over there? Rashi Hamatos. So what do I do with that? I can't ignore it. So I'm Rav Chista, Vitem Rav Yochim, Yachin Mumcha. So the Gemara says Yachin Mumcha, meaning, so an individual could be Mate Neder. So when it's an individual, so he has to be a Mumcha. Good. And when it's not an individual, so then we could apply the Gzera Shava.
Roshe is plural. The Zar, the Lord, Yachid from
Fair. So the, okay. And over here, now, I know I already asked a question, but I didn't get to the Ryan yet. Now we're up to this next part. Good. So what we've just done now is that we've balanced. On one hand, it says Roshe Matos, and that gets us to Yachid Mumcha. But because of the Gzera Shava, Gimel Hed Yotos works as well. Now I get to ask the question, where does number three come from? Meaning all the Gzera Shava tells us is that you can have anybody eligible because it's connected to Shchut Echutz. Okay, but anybody is not the number three. How do we get to the number three? So here I'm going to go over another Ran. So the Ran writes, B'yachin Mumcha, Dekevin de Gzera Shava, Mar Behed Yotos, Rashi Amatos, Mamait Lehu. So basically, what do I have? I have a tension, writes the Ran. Because on one hand, I have Rashi Matos that tells me one, but he has to be a mumcha. I got the Gzera Shava, which is more expansive. So it's a tension. So, al karchach islu l'kiyum etarvayu. Okay, so basically what we're going to try to do is, we're going to try to split the atom. And we're going to try to say that both are right. Rashi Matos biyachid, vehejotos b'shlosha. Okay, so Rashi Matos is one, and the Gzera Shava will get me to three. So the Ran asked a question, which I previewed. So, but where's the number three coming from? So, Kevin de Mafkid le Mechad, Ukme Atlasa, Kein Bezdin. What an interesting lesson of the Ran. So, what we're going to do now is that, look, we know can't be one. It can't be. Because one is Rashi Matos. Okay? And David, such an excellent question. I don't have an answer. But one is Rashi Matos. So I know it can't be one. It's got to be greater than one. So what's going to be greater than one? Now, if you ask me, I think two is a great candidate. But the Ran writes it can't be two because it has to be something which is Kain based in. Now it's got to be something that resembles based in. Okay? And Alan, this goes back to a point that we were talking about just yesterday. Meaning that when we have the three now being Matir Neder, are they acting like a based in? So, yes. But in other words, what the Ran's lashon is, it's Kain based in. It's like a based in. So, totally unclear, right? And, you made an excellent point yesterday. It's totally unclear whether the three is serving as a Beis Din or like a Beis Din.
The Lashon in the language that we use, it says.
Yeah, I know. But the Ran over here, okay, right? I just heard the Ran over here. The Ran over here is Kain Beis Din. Okay. Anyway, good. So far, what do we have? So we had a limud gzeirah shava taking us from Shchut Echutz to Nedarim. And what did we just learn from there? That when it comes to Nedarim, who could be Matir Neder? So it could be Hedyotos. And again, the number we come out to is Gimel Hedyotos, good. Now, of course, what we're going to do is now we're going to go in the other direction. The Gemara takes us in the other direction. So Yachin Mumcha, good. Shchut Echutz, Rashi Amatos B'Shchut Echutz L'may Hilchasa. So now we're going to go in the other direction. So, we know that when it comes to the Parsha Nedarim, we have Zadavar. That is the hyperlink that gets it to Shchut Echutz. We also know that we have the words Rashi Amatos by Nedarim. So what do we do with Rashi Amatos as far as moving it over to Shchut Echutz? So Amar Rav Sheshet, Salam Rashi Sheila beHekdesh. So it tells us the following, and that is that there's Sheila when it comes to Hekdesh. Okay, meaning like this. You just shechted a carbon outside the base of Mikdash. Okay, not good. It's an Isser in the Torah. One of the Chiyuv Ikaris. Okay. Can you now take that carbon and render it a non-carbon? And the answer is yes. Because when you're a makdish, effectively what you've done is you made a neder. Hekdesh and neder are, as we've been learning over the course of the Masechta, right? They are cousins, probably even closer related. So what you can do, in other words, what have we been learning is that when it comes to a neder, so you could be shown a neder, how? By going back to the point where you made the neder and figuring out, if I thought about X, Y, and Z, I wouldn't have made the neder. So now you could do the same thing by hekdesh as well. When you were makdish the animal, if you would have considered X, Y, and Z when you were makdish it, would you have been makdish it? No, I wouldn't have. Ah. And now what you could do is, retroactively, you can undo the hekdesh. And oddly enough now, that means that even post shchut echutz, you can undo the isser. And I know that's a lot to think about. If possible, you go back to the point where he was makdish this as a carbon. He'll undo its carbon status, and therefore, retroactively, now it turns out that he wasn't shechting a carbon chutz of the base of mikdash.
You could be
shoel
on a
nedava. You could be shoel on a neder, meaning any form of hekdesh. Any form of hekdesh. Right. In other words, it has to be a Pesach. It has to be a legitimate Pesach. Okay. So Shiyei Sheila Behekdesh. Okay, good. So that is now what we're going to learn regarding vis-a-vis Shchut Echutz. Okay, and then my mind wanders, because then I'm wondering, every time somebody's shechting a carbon outside the base of Mikdash and you warn him, it's a Hasra, you don't know if he's going to be violating or not, because there's always a way for him to retroactively undo the Hekdesh. The Hasra then turns into Hasra Safek. Okay, but if you understood me, fine, and if not, that's fine as well. We just go on. So lebe shamay damer in shela behektesh. So Rashi amatzus dechsib eshchut echutz lamay hilchasa. So the Gemara says like this: what about shitas be shamay? So what? Who is shita? Not who is. What is shitas be shamay? So we're going to learn it together in Nazir next Masechta coming up. And be shamay is of the position that there is no shela when it comes to hektesh, meaning when you're makdish something, it can't be undone. Why? The Ran writes it's connected to the fact that according to Shitas Beis Shammai, Hekdesh Betos is still considered Hekdesh. Even if you incorrectly, erroneously declare something to be Hekdesh, still it's going to be Chal and you can't be undone. Meaning the whole reason why you can be asking a She'ela on a Neder or Hekdesh is because what you could do is you could say, look, I made a mistake. So by Nedarim, allowable. By Hekdesh, according to Beis Shammai, doesn't matter. Even a mistaken hektesh is still going to have a status of hektesh. And that means now that according to Beis Shammai, you can't undo it. So that means according to Beis Shammai, what now happens to our gzeirah shava? Gemara has a fascinating answer. Beis Shammai leis lo gzeirah shava. Beis Shammai doesn't hold to the gzeirah shava. And so here we get to a point, we've done this numerous times throughout Shas, and that is, remember how I started off today's daf? Gzeirah shava. It needs a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. It has to be done only via tradition. And over here, what do we have? Seemingly, two traditions. Meaning, according to Shitas Beis Hillel, we have a Gzeirah Shavah, which we spent the first half of today's daf learning. And according to Beis Shammai, there is no Gzeirah Shavah. Well, what do you mean? A Gzeirah Shavah can only be Alpi Mesora. What it sounds like from our Gemara is that there was a division in terms of whether there is or there is an Gzeirah Shavah over here. I'm sure it could be said over better. I'm sure it could be explained better in terms of how one school of thought can have a Gzeirah Shavah, one school of thought cannot have a Gzeirah Shavah. But the Gemara says that's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai doesn't hold to the Gzeirah Shavah.
You have to be
Mekabel Marabah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay. So according to Shitas Beis Shammai, so now you don't have the Gzeirah Shavah. So Zeadavar Beparshas Nedarim LaMaik Siv. Okay, good. So now, basically, everything we set up until this point in time in the daf is now going to basically come undone. When you no longer have a gzeirah shavah, so everything unravels, and now you have all these drushas that are eligible for drushas, and what are we going to do with it? So, for example, so zed davar beparshas nedarim lamaik siv. So according to Beis Shammai, I have a zed davar in the parsha of nedarim. What do I do with it? So lomar chachamatir vein baal matir. So baal mefer vein chacham mefer. So what we're going to do with it is that we're going to tell us that the language that you're going to use in order to cancel the neder has to be specific. And the Ran, I'm not going to go through this right now, but the Ran goes over the back and forth, meaning, and now what you're going to have to do is that now you bounce back to Beis Hillel. What are you going to say if you're Beis Hillel? Okay. And the Ran takes us through the back and forth that the Gemara does not take us through. So Zeh Adavar B'Shchut Echutz L'Mayik Siv. Okay, now we're still at Beis Shammai. So once Gzeirah Shava is undone, so now I have an extra Zeh Adavar B'Shchut Echutz. What do I do with it? Lamar Ala Shchit Echaya Vein Chayv Ala Malika. So to violate Shchut Echutz, now of course you don't want to violate Shchut Echutz, but to violate it, so to be eligible for the punishment, so it has to be a Shchita, can't be a Malika. Okay. If you know at this point in time what the difference is between Shchita and Malika, that's great. And if not, come to me later. And I'll take you through a basics in terms of Shchita Malika. I'm not going to do it right now. Fine. Ela Beit Shammai Lahakshir Shloshei Hajotos Minalan. So now, so once the Gzeirah Shava is unraveled for Beit Shammai, so now what do I, how do I know Gimel Hadyotos? Meaning, I only knew Gimel Hadyotos because of the Gzeirah Shava, right? In other words, by Shchut Echutz, there's eligibility for everybody. I take everybody, I move it over to Nedarim, good, Gimel Hadyotos, right? See earlier this morning where we try to figure out the number 3. But in other words, Gimel Hadyotos. But now for Beit Shammai, who doesn't have Gzeirah Shava? So how does he know about Gimel Hadyotos? So Nafkaluma de Ravasi Bar Nasan. So the Gemara says, okay, he gets to it via another source. Dichsiv Aydaber Moshe's Modeh Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So we start in Parshas Hemor. In Parshas Hemor, so we're introduced to the Moados. Okay, and I know it sounds like a non sequitur. Okay, just everyone just stay with me for just a moment. The Braisa at first being presented is going to be really unclear, and then it may be cleared up a little bit. It will be cleared up more. V'atanya Rabbi Yosef Galili Omer Moadei Namru V'lo Namru Shabbos Breishis Nimahen Benazei Omer Moadei Namru V'lo Namru Parshas Nedarim Nimahem. You know, Moadei and not Shabbos. Moadei and not Nedarim. Okay, I'm leaving that vague because right now it is extraordinarily vague, and somehow from that brisa we're going to arrive at a conclusion of how do I know Gimel Hadyotos. So we have some explaining to do. Let's go. So Rav Asi Bar Nasan Kashile Hamastisa. Okay, so obviously what we need over here is a simple decoder of the Braisa. So Asalan Adala Kamad Rav Shesha. So the Gemara tells us, by the way, that this required a little bit of traveling. Went to Narda in front of Rav Shesha's Vala Ashkeche, and he didn't find him there. Asa Basre Lemechuza. And so instead of Narda, so he made a left-hand turn. I made up that turn. I have no idea. So and he went to Mechoza. Fine. In other words, various cities in Bavel in order to discover. And obviously the Gemara over here is just making a quick point of Musar, which is that, okay, in other words, if you want to get to an answer sometimes, you got to travel. You got to work. So Amar Le Mo'ad Hashem Namer V'lo Namer Shabbos Breishis Imahem. V'haksiv Shabbos Imahem. So not only is the Braisa cryptic, it also seems to be wrong. It also seems to be wrong. Meaning, what did the Braisa say? I open up Parshas Emor, and I'm looking at the Moados, and Shabbos is not there. And now, I came prepared today. So I open up to the Parsha Moados, and what am I looking at right at the beginning? So, right, the Rosheshis Yamin Tasem Malacha, V'yamashi Shabbat Shabbatom Mikrakorosh Komalacha, V'chule V'chule. Okay, so in other words, Shabbos is right there. So what is happening? So that's number one, meaning the Braisa is cryptic, and seemingly it's not even right. And Visu Ma'adei Hashem Nemer V'lo Nemer Parshas Nedarim Imahem V'ha Misitra Ksiva. So the and meanwhile, what are you telling me, that Nedarim is not connected to Moados? That's a second wrong in the Braisa. Again, when I say wrong, meaning seemingly wrong. That's a second incorrect point of the Braisa, because where else is the Moados going to be mentioned in the Torah? Parshas Pinchas. Right, Moados are mentioned twice in the Torah. There are other references of the Moados in the Torah, but primarily Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas is focusing more on the Karbanos. Okay, anyway, not for now. So there are two primary points in the Torah for the Moados, and when you go to Parshas Pinchas, immediately after the Moados, what are you discovering right there? Nedarim. Right? In other words, the very next Parsha is Nedarim. Right? Moados is the end of Parshas Pinchas, and then you turn the page or you go to the next column in the Chumash, and the next parsha you're going to encounter is Nedarim. So over here, the Braisa is making two fantastic points, which don't seem to be right. Meaning, Moados excludes Shabbos. And Moad, and right, and not the, in other words, Shabbos, there's no mention of Shabbos. And Moados, there's no mention of Nedarim. Just the opposite. And when I look at Moados Parshas Zemor, Shabbos is right there. When I look at Moados Parshas Pinchas, Nedarim is right there. So Amrle Hachi Ketani. Okay, so obviously, just, we need basic pshat in the Braisa. So Moad Hashem, Tzrich and Kiddush Beis Din. And Shabbos Breishis and Tzrich and Kiddush Beis Din. Okay, so number one, we're going to, it's obviously Shabbos is there. What we mean to say is that we're contrasting. There's going to be a contrast between the Moadus and Shabbos. And that is when it comes to Moed. So how does Moed get here? Only via Beis Din. And Beis Din being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Okay, things we've heard numerous times. But over here, this is exactly the point of the Braisa. The Braisa is there to teach us that in order to get to Moed, I need Rosh Chodesh. But in order to get to Rosh Chodesh, I need Kiddush Beis Din. Now, as far as Shabbos is concerned, you don't need Kiddush Beis Din. In other words, it is on a simple seven-day schedule. Every seventh day is Shabbos. Beis Din does not have to do any act of Kiddush HaChodesh or any act of Kiddush. Okay, and by the way, if you're a little bit confused, obviously, we're Mekadosh Shabbos. But in other words, but the Kiddush Shabbos that we do is not creating Shabbos, meaning, Shabbos. Right, good. Shabbos is there automatically. Oh, fine.
Very first Shabbos.
But that wasn't, I guess the contrast over here is that that's not an act of Beis Din. Meaning when it comes to the Moados, that's specifically a function of Beis Din. When Beis Din is Mekadosh to the Chodesh, so then Moados come as a result of that. Okay, so they lay the track, so to say. So that we can have a moed, and good, and that's really good, and that's not relevant to our discussion. Meaning, remember, why are we here? Right, this is where like we can get lost in the forest because there's so many trees out there. So over here, this is the point we want to get to right now, and that is remember, we have the halach of Gimel Hadyotos. How did we arrive at the halach of Gimel Hadyotos? So according to Beis Hillel, we got there because of Gzeira Shava. Connecting Shechut Echutz and Nedarim. And just like Shechut Echutz is eligible for everybody, so too Nedarim is eligible for everybody. So according to Beis Hillel, who has Gzeira Shava, that's it. Gimel Hadyotos. Period. Then we said, but Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the Gzeira Shava. So once you no longer hold of the Gzeira Shava, so now everything falls apart. So now I can't draw from Shechut Echutz. So now how do I know that by Nedarim to be Matur Nedar, you can use Gimel Hadyotos if I don't hold of the Gzeira Shava. So finally, the Gemara is now getting to the answer for Beis Shammai, and that is Moed Hashem Tzrichim Mumcha, and Ein Parshas Nedarim Tzrichim Mumcha, Afilo Beis Din Hadyotos. So the Gemara says like this, yeah. So when it comes to Moed Hashem, meaning to be Mekadosh Chodesh, so who could be Mekadosh Chodesh? So it can only be a Mumcha. So right, the Kiddush HaChodesh, which is done by Beis Din, so Beis Din by definition has to be members who have Smicha. Meaning, aside from having a certain knowledge base, they also have smicha. And again, when I say smicha, like every time in the daf, when we talk about smicha, we talk about the unbroken chain of Masara going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So only such an individual can participate and be part of a Beis Din who's going to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. However, contrast that to Nedarim. By Nedarim, it doesn't have to be a Mumcha. It doesn't have to be a Mumcha. Ein Parshas Nedarim, Tzricha Mumcha, Afila Beis Din Hedyotos. It can even be a Beis Din of Hedyotos. Okay, now, Ha Parshas Nedarim Rashi Amatos Ksiv. So the Gemara says, okay, but once again, we're gonna run right into that tension. Meaning, great. So we have now contrast between Moed and Nedarim. By Moed, you need a Mumcha. In other words, Moed meaning Kiddush HaChodesh in order to make Moed. So you need a Mumcha. But when it comes to Nedarim, you don't need a Mumcha. But meanwhile, when you open up to the beginning of Parshas Nedarim, what does it say? Rashi Matos would indicate that you need a mumcha, but this we already heard earlier. We're going to hear it again. Amrav Chistavi Tem Rav Yochanan Biyachin Mumcha. So the Gemara says, yeah. So the Rashi Matos meaning that when I'm using one, so then it has to be a mumcha. But if I'm not using one, I'm using more than one. And again, the number greater than one over here is going to be three. So when I'm using three, it doesn't have to be a mumcha. Good. That's how we resolved the tension earlier. That's how we're resolving the tension once again. Yeah. Really yeah, 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 yeah. Like, no, yeah, yeah.
There is a
right. And again, the Ran is also bothered because, in other words, once you have Gzeir Shava, so in other words, anybody and everybody subject to Shchut Echutz, you're right. I'd say the same thing over here. Okay, we're gonna pause at this point in time because the Gemara now is starting a new topic, which really takes us to the end of the Perek, which is half of tomorrow's daf. So I'll pause over here. Let's just quickly review. Let's recap our daf today. Point number one in today's daf. So the Lashon of Afara, the Lashon of Atara. So when you're being mefer, when you're being matir, and you are actually articulating, you must use a language specific to who you are. If you're the father, if you're the husband, you have to use the hafara. If you are a chacham, you must be using the word matir. By the way, I didn't quote it earlier, but as long as I'm remembering, so the Ran does quote a Yerushalmi at the top of Ayin Chesamad Aleph, and the Yerushalmi does suggest that there may be another lashon that you could use for heter. Okay, right. You could look at the top of the Amud. I know I'm in review right now, and meanwhile I'm quoting Yerushalmi quoted by the Ran. Okay, that's great. So he's a ein kan neder, ein kan shvua, right? It's so funny. We're so used to hearing that, by the way, because that's the lashon that we use in our hatar sedarim. Okay, anyway, right? We also use the lashon of hakol mutarim lachem and hakol. Okay, anyway. Okay, fine. Okay, anyway, sorry for a review that was unnecessary. But you have to use the lashon. Try again. You have to use the lashon that's appropriate for you. Good. That was point number one. Okay, and then point number two, which is really the rest of today's daf, and that is that when you are serving to be matir neder, so what you can use is gimel hadyotos. In other words, it could be three anybodies. Okay, and how do I know that? So in today's daf, what did we learn? There are two tracks to go down in terms of how do we know it could be anybody's. So either we're going to go the Beis Hillel track or we're going to go the Beis Shammai track. The Beis Hillel track has Gzeir Shava, connecting the Parsha of Nedarim to the Parsha of Shchut Echutz. Once I have the connection between the two, Shchut Echutz, everybody and anybody is eligible to violate the Isra of Shchut Echutz. I take that and I move it over to Nedarim. Anybody and everybody is eligible for Nedarim. And again, the Ran says, I know it says anybody and everybody, but I'm not so sure it's anybody and everybody. We went through the Ran together today. Then we're going to go in the other direction, because Gzeir Shav allows us to go in the other direction as well, and not only allows us, forces us to go in the other direction as well. And what do we learn from Nedarim to Shchut Echutz? That Shchut Echutz is eligible for She'ela. In other words, you shechted a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, you violated the Isser, you can undo it. How do you undo it? By asking a Sheila on your Hekdesh. Your Makdash is obviously your Makdash is as a carbon. So now you go back and you see if the Chacham can be Matir that Hekdesh. Good. So that is all according to Beis Hillel. That's track number one. The second track, however, is according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava. How do I know it doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava? Because Beis Shammai is of the position that Hekdesh Taos is in fact Hekdesh. So therefore, there is no Sheila opportunity for when you're Makdash a carbon. According to Beis Shammai, he simply doesn't hold to the Gzeir Shava. Okay, what happened to the Gzeir Shava? He didn't have a tradition. Okay, good. I tried earlier to explain how that could be, probably unsuccessfully. But he doesn't have a Gzeir Shava. So now that was part two of this same question. According to Beis Shammai, how do I know the Gimel Hadyotos is acceptable for Hataras Nedarim? And the answer is that it's based on an ambiguous brisa, a vague brisa, that talks about how, when it comes to the Parsha of Moados, so that is in contrast to Shabbos, it's in contrast to Nedarim. And basically what you do is you look at the Parsha of Moados, there are two of them in the Torah, one in Emor and one in Pinchas, and you'll note the one in Emor is right up against Shabbos. And you'll also note that the one in Pinchas is right up against Nedarim. And and focusing on the second one, so the second one is telling me what? That when it comes to Moed, I need a Mumcha. But when it comes to Nedarim, I don't need a mumcha, and therefore Gimel Hedjotus is good. Okay, I know I don't do this, but I'm just going to end off on a vort. Why not? Okay, quick vort. The beginning of Parsha Semor, we cited it. So, Dabriya ben Esau v'amata lehem o'adei Hashem Hashem Shetikro Samba Mikrai Kosh Elohim o'adei. An introduction to the Moados. What's the next pasuk? You probably heard me say this before. So, Sheishes Yamim Ta'aseh Malacha V'yamashvi Shabbat Shabbat Sama Mikrai Kodesh Kol Malacha Lo Sa'asu Shabbos Yil Hashem V'lecho Moshe V'aseichem. And the next pasuk is an introduction to Shabbos. And then, from there going forward, all the Moados. Good. That's funny that Shabbos is there. I mean, I know we spent a good part of today's daf noticing that Shabbos is there, but that's funny Shabbos is there because the Torah says, let me introduce you to the Moados. And then Shabbos. Right? That's weird. In fact, it's so weird that the Gemara made a big deal about that in today's daf. So I heard this numerous times, b'shem the Gra. I didn't see it inside. It's fantastic. So sheishes yamim ta'aseh melacha. And again, obviously this is not going in line with our pshat in today's Gemara, but still, it's a fantastic pshat. So sheishes yamim ta'aseh melacha. So on 6 days, you will be doing melacha. Meaning, what melacha are we talking about? Meaning, it's talking about yantif. Meaning, in other words, as a simple pshat would integrate, Elohim Moadai, these are the Moados. Of the Moados, 6 of them you're going to be doing malacha. What malacha are we talking about? Ochel Nefesh.
Or Yom Kippur.
And then, Uve Yom HaShivi, Shabbat Shabbat Samikra Kodesh. But there will be a 6th yantif where you're not going to be able to do Ochel Nefesh. Good. So in other words, over the course of the year, there are 6 Yamim Tovim. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Sukkot, Shavuos, 2 days of Pesach, and all those you're going to be doing malacha, meaning malacha ochel nefesh, and then on the 7th, so you are not going to be doing ochel nefesh because that's Yom Kippur.